Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Suzanne Colucci, and here are today's top local stories.
We are all under a flood watch, and parts of Long Island are under a serious flash flood warning for a bit longer. Thousands of people still have no power. Long Island and Westchester both have about 3,000 homes in the dark. New Jersey has the most outages, with nearly 40,000 statewide. Others are dealing with property damage from the stormy weather. Our Mary Lynn Buckley is surveying the worst of it from Coney Island.
The rain coming down so hard and so fast on Neptune Avenue near West 33rd Street, it's looking like a river.
Yeah, real bad. You need a boat.
Like more like a swamp.
It's really insane that the weather is like this. Now I'm just gonna have to walk there.
Jacinta says this is a constant problem that never seems to be fixed.
Cars are floating, and this is ridiculous. I mean, all the time we having this problem.
The water rising so quickly, it completely submerged car tires. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Coney Island.
Eastern parts of Long Island are getting hit hard by the rain. Flooding in Lindenhurst has people scrambling to try to stay ahead of it.
Most days in the summer months, James Roy lives in paradise near the water in Lindenhurst. But about a handful of days, he sees this. Flooding on his street.
We get all the runoff. They were supposed to put the clapper valves at the end by the bay, so when the water rises in the bay, it shuts the clapper valve, but they haven't installed them yet.
The water goes up to your knees. Garbage pails are floating in the middle of the street. Drivers slowly moving by.
Oh, I've seen, like fish bowls. They call it like fish bowls. You see the water line on the doors.
That's why people move their cars to higher ground, a local park. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
The flooding in New Jersey, so severe, the roof of a BJ's wholesale club in Ocean County collapsed. It happened at a store on Route 35 this morning. No one was hurt. Here's the Monmouth County Sheriff, Sean Golden.
The roof collapse had a connection with the torrential downpour in a very fast and kind of furious rainstorm that came through the county. Making a response a little bit difficult to that area because in Ocean Township, we had a number of stranded vehicles on Route 35.
The sheriff is asking people to stay away from the areas. He says right now conditions are very dangerous when it comes to travel. Well, we're just hours away from Team USA taking on Belgium in a win or go home match at the World Cup. The top scorer for the U.S. will be available after President Trump confirmed he was involved in getting Balogun's suspension lifted.
The red card against Fallerin Balogun in the last U.S. match meant he'd be out for the round of 16 game against Belgium. Until
I didn't know what the hell a red card was. When I found out, I said, you got to be kidding.
President Trump didn't think it was a foul, so he called FIFA's president, asked for a review, and the suspension was lifted.
They made the right decision because, number one, it wasn't a foul.
The president thinks it's an issue of fairness.
We have our best players, and they have to have their best. And if we win or we lose, it's fair.
There's outrage from Europe's soccer governing body. They said FIFA crossed a red line and called it unprecedented, incomprehensible, and unjustifiable. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
This afternoon, FIFA dismissed an appeal by the Belgian Soccer Federation. Tonight's game kicks off at 8 p.m. in Seattle. We have an update this afternoon on a story that we told you about over the weekend. The NYPD now says the officer who was injured in a shooting in Crown Heights Sunday morning was wounded as the result of friendly fire. Detective Robert Carroll was shot in the back of his bulletproof vest. He's expected to make a full recovery. Police say an 18-year-old suspect was seen on Nostrand Avenue displaying a gun outside a deli and then firing at a passing Uber. The man then approached an unmarked police car with the gun in his hand, and officers opened fire. The suspect took off and was not hit. He was chased and later arrested. The Uber driver and the passenger were not hurt. President Trump rang the opening bells today for the New York Stock Exchange and the NASDAQ from the Oval Office. He did this to promote the official launch of new Trump accounts. These are investment accounts for kids born between last year and 2028 that feature an initial government contribution of $1,000. The president says this will have a long-term impact on kids.
So many of these children are going to be involved with the Trump account. They're going to watch their account grow. They're going to watch the country grow. They're going to be reading the newspapers. They'll want to go to the financial pages.
The accounts are tax deferred and will be managed by a parent or guardian.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.